Thank God, a good song.
They asked the people what's the biggest fear they have in life. And the biggest fear people have is death. That's the biggest fear people have. And one of the reasons is, of course, is they fear the unknown. Watch this here. Any news flash it's bringing across the TV or the radio and something's starting to happen, people go crazy. They don't know. It's uncertainty to them. And really tonight, if you think about, I've never died, amen, because I'm standing here tonight. But I don't know. Somebody said, how is it after death? I have to say I don't know. Because I never have faced it yet. The only promise I have is what God wrote to me. That's the witness of God. Has God give you an answer lately? I mean, brethren, we go through this life a lot of times. And people, you know, go through a lot of times in this life. But listen, thank God there's some answers for this thing. Amen. I cannot give you an answer for everything. I can give you an answer for some things. And the Bible can give you what you're looking for if you'll seek it. But you know tonight, brethren, there's very few people tonight that really, if they got down to the seriousness of their spirit, thank God has got the confidence that they ought to have in God tonight. And brethren, they can say whatever His will is, let it be done. Amen. Because that's a complete trust tonight. That's a complete trust that I can trust Him tonight no matter what. Thank God there's a very few people's got that kind of trust. We say that's a general statement that we just need to trust the Lord. And I have worries and frets too. I'm not telling you I don't. Brethren, I have them. I mean, I fret over some things and worry about some things, but when it comes down, thank God that this thing of being saved tonight, the only answer I got tonight's what God gives me. Amen. And you can't give me the answer tonight, and I can't give you the answer tonight, but I can tell you, thank God, the Holy Ghost can give you the answer tonight. He can bear witness with you. I mean, have you asked Him lately? Have you ever thought about that? Somebody said, I've heard them say, I never have doubted. I'll raise my hand and I tell you that I have doubted. Amen. But I tell you, I've always got the answer in it. Amen. Thank God, brother, there's an answer in this thing tonight. He said it tonight, thou fool, the night the soul's required. Hey, brother, he didn't think he was going to die, but he did. Amen. Listen, we all going to die one day. I'm not trying to put fear in nobody. I'm just being honest tonight that we don't know. Here's the verse, thank God, that tells me, thank God, and I don't know how it's going to happen. I just know it is going to happen. He said that therefore to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. How's that going to happen, Brother Hyde? I don't know. I do not know tonight how all that's going to happen. I don't know, praise God, tonight. Amen. A lot of things about that. I just know, thank God, that what He told me and what I can trust tonight. Amen. I know a lot of people talk about heaven tonight. I've never been there. I've read about the text and scriptures and things like that. But I've never been to heaven tonight. People talk about, oh, it's going to be a... Listen, friend, he said it right. Thank God where Jesus is, that's where heaven is. Amen. And, brethren, that's all what it's all about. But listen, I don't know, brethren. I just know, thank God, I've got some scriptures. Thank God it's inspired by God that I can cast upon myself. Praise God, believe it tonight. To know, thank God, that I'm ready. Amen. He said ready. You know, a lot of times we'll ask our wives... I will ask you ladies, ask your husbands, amen, are you ready? Amen. Thank God it takes a while for some to get more ready than others. But really, that's a good question tonight. You can be saved and not be ready. That's right. You can be saved and not be ready. Your own life, you can be a saved person but really not be ready to meet God. Amen. There's some things we'd have to do. Amen. In this life, brethren, I tell you, it's very important tonight. Amen. To know, thank God, in your own heart. Amen. That God has told you. Amen. Listen, if you get in that car tonight, and I know we said this before, no scare tactic to it, but it's reality that we could get in the car tonight and on the way home, amen, somebody could run head on into us, and it won't happen by accident. It'll happen by God's providence. Amen. You say, how could God God ordained something like that. Well, brother, there's a lot of things. How could God allow? Praise God. My friend, the man get his head cut off and preach for him. Thank God was forerunner. Amen. All he told a man, he couldn't have his brother's wife. Amen. He got his head cut off. Amen. How could that happen? How could good men, I mean, far as we know, look through the scripture tonight. Brother, it ain't based on how. It's based on him tonight. It's not based on how could this happen or why did this happen, even though we all got questions about things. I've questioned that, haven't you? Why and how and all that. But the whole thing is God proving himself and God being merciful to us. Amen. Listen, I like what Spurgeon said. He said he hated Esau and he loved Jacob and hated Esau. And he said, I can understand why he would hate me, but I can't understand why he loved me. Amen. And that's right tonight, friend. We don't deserve nothing. Amen. I've lived 63 years. That's a blessing from God. God don't owe me no years. Amen. He could take me on tonight if he wanted to. That's right, brother. And listen, you need to know in the heart, in your own heart, you're prepared. You know God's done something for you. Every once in a while, you need to ask God where you are. You need to talk to God about it. Amen. All these people say, well, yeah, I'm right with God and saved. Amen. Has God given you that answer? Amen. That's the only answer that's going to work in the day of death. Praise God what he tells you. Amen. Listen, you can't just claim a verse of scripture all the time. There's got to be a voice in that scripture that testifies of your heart and lets you know this is true tonight. Amen. Listen, what about you say, well, we got to go. Listen, friend, thank God we didn't have a Bible. Amen. In the New Testament, it's all they had, the Old Testament. Amen. They didn't have a New Testament Bible they could turn to and said, Paul said this. Everything that was said was in, thank God, was under the anointing of God. The Holy Ghost used it. Amen. Listen, it's got to have to be God in you. It's got to be the voice of God in you. Amen. You got to ask yourself once in a while, have I got the goods? Am I real? Amen. They don't want me to see tonight. I'm easy to see on some things. Amen. Me and my wife, thank God, years ago they put these dogs out here. Amen. When you come down the end of Clancy Street, you know, look across there, see them dogs on the hill. Amen. I told her one night, one day, I said, I can't understand why them dogs don't never move. Amen. She said, are you crazy? Them dogs ain't real. But they look real. Amen. Hey, listen, friend. Thank God. There's a lot of things that can fool you first. Amen. Listen, the Holy Ghost knows in us, and he bears witness with us. Amen. Listen, I've laid on my face for days before and said, God, I need some answers. I need you to speak to me. I need to know. Amen. I just like to hear it, don't you? I got the genetics of that. And listen, I like to know something. Praise God, I don't want to live without knowing. That's just why I asked her that night. I dated her. Amen. I want to know, thank God, this is the one. I said, do you like me or not? Amen. I just want to know. Amen. And she said, why, yeah. Amen. When I knew that was peace in it. Amen. That's right, brother. Thank God the Holy Ghost. Amen. I tell you if you're saved or not. Amen. That's the best thing you know tonight is the Lord Jesus Christ. He is salvation. He is eternal life. He is everything. Amen. Listen, I want to know tonight. Thank God I need an answer tonight about God's will for my life and what he wants. God said, don't you ever do nothing. Amen. Listen, unless you know, amen. Sometimes I don't know. I just do what I do know. But I'm telling you, there's a knowing deal, brother. Amen. Sometimes we just have to wait. John said, we know. Amen. I like that. Thank God we know tonight. The people of God know tonight. It's amazing if you think about this little old group tonight. Amen. That we sit here on common stuff. Amen. That we didn't have nothing in common. I'm not meeting here tonight because, amen, we all drive the same car or the same type. Or, thank God, we're meeting because, amen, we're in this thing for a certain work. Amen, we're all drawn together by the same Holy Ghost power, Jesus Christ. Thank God, died for sin once. And, brother, why's the church even meet tonight? Amen, why would I, thank God, get up this morning, amen, put these clothes on and say, now Sunday morning, this first day, week. They say, and listen, we're going to meet this morning. Amen. And listen, we're going to meet. And why do I have to wear these certain clothes? Amen. Have you ever asked yourself why do I do what I do? You ever ask yourself that's going through the routine? Amen. Praise God. I tell you, you need to know it. I tell you, you need to know what you're doing and why you do it. Amen. Thank God. You say, listen, I don't like somebody said you need to go down there and back up your preacher. Brother, that ain't you. That ain't the reason to come. Amen. Thank God, friend. Elijah didn't have no backing. Thank God. He had all the promise of Baal against him. But he still had enough power to pray the fire down. I like to know people's with me, don't you? But that ain't the reason to come to back the preacher. The reason to come, thank God, is to meet with him. Amen. In an assembly. Thank God, in an assembly, brother. Thank God, we live in such a day that people's destroyed for the lack of knowledge or the understanding of the New Testament church. But the whole reason is we are the church. Amen. Matthew 7 39. Bless my heart. But he could have done it at my house. He could do it anywhere he wants to. Amen. Listen, he has that opportunity, that blessing, that he can be a blessing. Amen. Why should we just keep our blessing right here? Why don't our blessing go further than this? Amen. Listen, I know that I don't understand it all. I'm telling you what I do believe. I believe this is the house of God. I believe this is where it's filled. It ain't about numbers. It's about the holy things that God puts in us and blesses us with. Amen. He ain't concerned about how much, thank God, you put into a building. He's concerned about how much you put into him. It's all about him tonight. I want to know some things tonight. Amen. I don't want to be tricked. Amen. I don't want to be misled. Amen. I want to know what he's got. And I'm telling you, to learn some things, sometimes you got to get unlearned. Amen. And be willing to be taught. Thank God, at what you've been taught, thank God, ain't always right. Amen. You got to have to know that. You listen. Everything we believe, we ought to be able to give an answer to the hope that's in us. Somebody said, why do you believe that? Why do you believe that? I'll say, well, I studied the scripture on it. Can I quote a few verses in there and give you a little exposition on it? I mean, we ought to know, thank God. I mean, I know we always say we know this is the Bible. My grandpa carried it. And Paul and Silas carried the King James Bible and all that. And I'm going to tell you why I carry the King James Bible. Because the Holy Ghost, thank God, witness to my heart that this is the scripture. And he said all scriptures give my inspiration to God, and I don't have no use for the other ones. I'm just being honest. Amen. And that's just the way God set it up in my heart. How far as me giving a history about it, I couldn't do it. I can give you some facts about it, the text it come from. Amen. And all the blessings of God through it. Amen. And how God gave us a Bible. Amen. It don't need to be rewrote. Amen. It needs to be read. It needs to be read over. And God, it's taught by God himself. Amen. You can't go to college to learn the Bible. Amen. You can't even learn the Bible unless the Holy Ghost teaches you the Bible. You just don't pick up a Bible and say, I believe I'll learn the Bible. Amen. Listen, I know my answer sometime, but every prophecy, amen, of the Old Testament will come true in the new, thank God. The prophecies of this book, thank God. But what Peter say, we got a more sure word of prophecy. I heard it with my voice, but thank God, amen, I got a sure word. Amen, I've heard it myself. Thank God, that's where the sure word is. Amen, I could tell Brother Robert. He could say, what about this? I could quote a verse to him. And he'll say, that's what the book says. But thank God, there's a prayer room. We're on your way to the house. Well, even the Holy Ghost gets in there. And he said, I'm going to tell you what the verse means. It'll get in you. That's where the sure word is. Amen, and I'm telling you, that's right. Amen, he gives me some of that. Thank God, I'm telling you all I can. Amen. That's me telling me what it means. I know that. Thank God he speaks. I can take you to places in my life. Thank God the Holy Ghost told me. I'm telling you, that man said, God won't say nothing outside the Bible. Amen. Listen, friend. Thank God. There's a lot of things God told me. Amen. That I can say God spoke. Amen. Listen. Thank God the Holy Ghost don't tell me. Thank God in 1993 or 94, whatever year it was. Brother Sammy preached a week. And I was a young preacher. I was begging God what to do about it. Down there crossing them railroad tracks. Amen to God, friend. On old 80, the Holy Ghost said, go another week.
Amen. As sure as thank God as I'm standing here. Amen. There's places in my life that He's come to me and said, do it. Amen. This is the time to do it. He speaks to my heart. Thank God that's a good relationship and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost. And brother, if you don't think He speaks it, listen, this ain't all God knows. It's just what He gave us to know. It's that, listen, He said it the other day. Thank God if the books have been read. Oh, the world couldn't contain them. Brother Gray read that kind of Sunday. And I'm telling you, there ain't enough this night. Thank God, my friend, that's here. Thank God, there's a whole lot more. I'm telling you, I like what Brother Henderson said. Thank God, that's more said than read. Amen, there's a lot. Amen, in it, friend. Thank God, we can only preach what it says and what we know. And I'm telling you, there's a whole lot more. Thank God, if you'll get in it tonight, amen. God bless you. Amen. Holy Ghost will tell you. Do you know Him? What you going to do? Do you know you're saved? I mean the witnesses on this side. God bless you. Amen. You better know it. I better know it. And this place is you. I better know it. Amen. Paul told the Corinthians, examine yourself. Amen. Don't examine me. They kept examining Him. Examine yourself. Don't you look at somebody and say, well, they ain't right with God. Look what they're doing. You might be the one not right with God. Amen. It ain't based on what you don't do and do. There's fruit, like Brother Robert taught on in the works. But brother, thank God the witness of God is given by the Spirit. It's given by the righteousness of Christ in you, been imputed to you. Listen, a man that's saved won't live proud lives. They'll live humble lives because they know it's all the goodness of God, the grace of God. Amen. This ain't a religious organization where, amen, we got a bunch of rules tagged on the back of the church that said, come in like this and go leave like this. Amen. Then don't do this and don't do that. That'd be just about a cult, amen, that's been run by man. It ain't run by man. God's running this thing. Amen. No matter what He chooses to do, He'll do right. He does the right thing in my life and your life. And I can't understand a lot of things, but He didn't tell me to understand everything. He said, believe it. Amen. That's right. And brother, He said, it ain't whether I can do it, it's whether you believe I can do it. And the power of God in Christ tonight, there's everything possible with Him tonight. Thank God, everything. Listen to this. Everything in the kingdom of God is supernatural. If you can do it, it ain't. It's when it's impossible with man. That's when it's impossible with God. There'll never be nothing God to do until it gets impossible with you. You were sitting up there in that hospital. And that wasn't a thing your wife could do. It had to be one of the most miserable places in the world. Putting myself in that mindset of her sitting up there in that car. And you had that sepsis and was having all that trouble. And they didn't know what was going to take place. Well, He knew the whole time. But we didn't know. Amen. And got to praying, begging God. Amen. Listen, friend. Thank God. That's a hard place, brother. Amen. But it's in the hand of God. And when it became impossible with them, it came possible with God. And the whole thing is, we think everything's possible with us, but it ain't. It's possible with God tonight. It ain't possible with me. I can't. I only got God in me. I can pray for you, and maybe God would touch you tonight. Maybe God would help you tonight. But it'd be His goodwill, His own power. And God, Peter even said that when the man that's at the gate. Amen. Listen, that had that by God crippled from his that got set up there begging alms. And even Peter said, silver and gold have I none. It wasn't no money I can put in your cup, but I can give you Christ because that's all I got. But when they questioned him, he said it wasn't by our power. It was by the power of Jesus Christ. It's got to come. This thing, listen, I'm telling you tonight, brother, you hear me gladly. It's got to come to that you can't do it. Everything's got to be like that. Everything. Y'all praying and seeking God, but you can't do it. There ain't nothing you can do but do what God tells you. But when it comes down to the finality of any result, it's God that does it. Amen. There's no way. Amen. Listen, friend, I could no way tonight go back and draw my path up to where it's at tonight. I couldn't have grown up who I'd married when I was 18 years old. Amen. How old you got to thinking about it. You couldn't draw that up. You couldn't have brought that up tonight in your life and in how things have went in your life. It's God, friend. It's amazing. But it came down. That's not possible with me. I've had them look at me and thank God. They say, that's your wife. I said, yeah. They said, you got a nice looking wife. And you know why they're saying that? Because they thought I wasn't too nice looking. Amen. Thank God. That wasn't possible. That wasn't, Brother Robert. Amen. Thank God. I'm glad tonight that the good God of heaven blessed me. Amen. Is it possible not to preach without a call of God? It's possible. Thank God for a man just to talk. But it's impossible for a man to do anything for God until it becomes impossible with him. Amen. When a man says he's good, you better watch out. Amen. But he can't do nothing, friend. Ain't God been, amen. Sufficiency's of God enough. But I'm telling you, you need to know in your heart. Listen, I'm telling you something that will help you in this thing. Amen. When you get down, let's see that there's nothing you can do but trust him. And the possibility, thank God's in him and not in you. It's impossible not. When it gets down to be impossible, amen, even disciples couldn't heal that boy. And they said, we couldn't heal him. We prayed over him. Amen. Laid hands on him, and Jesus said, well, you don't have enough faith. Amen. Because the faith he had, what the faith they had. Amen. Thank God, the faith, thank God, to him. And when he gives you his faith, thank God, that's when it'll work every time. I'm telling you that. But it becomes possible with him and I. When you get and look at something and say, it's impossible. Boys, I'm telling you, in my eyes tonight, I can look at some things. I'm telling you, I can look at some things and say, it's impossible. Then I look at situations and say it's impossible. But I'm telling you, thank God, somewhere, thank God, standing with me is the good God of heaven, and said with you it is. Amen. But not with me. Amen. With you it's impossible, but it ain't with me. And I couldn't sit down and figure it out. I could not figure it out. Amen. And not, I couldn't say, now, how's God done do this? How's God done bless me with this? He just said it's impossible with me. But it's possible with God, and I know what to do and how to do it. Amen. What we got to do to feed all these. And he said, we ain't got the 200 penny worth. Hey, God, friend. Hey, yeah, it's impossible with you. But it ain't with me. Ain't nothing impossible for you. But you're going to have to get in that arena. It ain't learning this and learning that, how to do all these things. All these preachers tell them, you do this, God will do that. I tell you, brother, I ain't no way. Amen. God, this, I'm going to back off them saying such stuff. God will do what he wants to. When he sees that you can't do it, amen, he'll do it. And as long as you think you can do it and run it, brother, like that, amen, you ain't going to do it. If you look at Paul's life, it was impossible for him to even get some place to see God. Amen, but it wasn't impossible with God. Amen, it wasn't impossible with God. I mean, it was stand before King Agrippa, amen, and tell him what Jesus did. Amen. But it was possible with man. And you don't know every hardship you go through. He's just pushing you away. Thank God he's got set up. Amen. That's right, brother. Thank God. I'm telling you, there's nothing bad can happen to you tonight. Amen. If you're in his will, he's got to know it's his will. Amen. That's right, brother. It's already. Thank God been set up for him to get glory. And when you look that way, thank God, you rejoice. Amen. Listen, ain't no need me to worry about tonight, even though I do. Sometimes. Ain't no need to worry about it. Ain't God even to do sometimes. Ain't God, it's him tonight. Amen. Listen. Ain't God, what's wrong with a lot of church people is they won't control instead of him having it. And I'm like that myself sometimes, be honest. I wouldn't always want to try to figure him out or tell him to do this and do it this way. But brother, I'm telling you, he'll do it his way in his time as he wills, and he'll bless it. Amen. I'm telling you, I'm going to God. Amen. You rest the night. Thank God he's in control. You don't have to sit up and worry and wring your hands and say, how are we going to make it? Amen. Just trust him. Amen. Let him, thank God. Amen. Work in your life and believe him. And everything will work out. Thank God. Amen. I'm telling you, when it becomes impossible, that's when it really becomes possible. Because it's all in the power of God. It's all in the power of God. And I told a man, Mr. Larry, this week I was telling him about you getting saved. And I was telling him, I said, you know what he said? There's the little fellowship bed was coming out. You was out there, I believe you tell him. And I said, Mr. Larry, I said, I love you. He said, I love you. And I love all the people there. But at one time I didn't. Amen. That's right, brother. Amen. You didn't love the brother till you got with the brother. Amen. You didn't love God till you met God. Amen. That's the change God puts in your heart. Amen. Listen,
I'm around the people that I love. That's right. Amen. That's a sure sign of being saved. Sure sign of being saved is you love one another. That's a sure sign of being saved. God baptized us in that again tonight in the love of God. Amen. Appreciate the good word tonight. Bless the Lord. Let's stand tonight. We'll have a word of prayer. Remember Wednesday night prayer meeting. Brother Todd, pray for us.